Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. The Christian Needs Center announced late last week that they're closing later this year. The Lamar's organization says they will no longer be accepting donations of any kind. The closing date will be determined as they liquidate their inventory and their building. The Christian Needs Center has been in Lamar's for 35 years. They provided people in need with food and clothing. Their management expressed thanks for the support they've received from the Lamar's community over the years and cited several organizations which provide similar services in Lamar's, including the Siouxland Food Bank, the Sunnybrook Hope Center, the Helping Hands Thrift Store, and the Table Food Pantry at Rejoice Church. Two people were injured Monday when a single-engine airplane crashed in Lyon County. The sheriff's office reports the plane crashed near the runway of the Larchwood Airport around 1:30 p.m. Two occupants were in the airplane. One was taken by ground ambulance to Sanford Sioux Falls with minor injury. The other was airlifted to Sanford Sioux Falls with serious but not life-threatening injury. The crash is under investigation and more details will be released later. Three more clinics in rural Iowa are being classified as federally qualified health centers, making them eligible for higher government reimbursement rates when treating Medicare and Medicaid patients. The Spencer Hospital operates clinics in Hartley, Milford, and Sioux Rapids. The hospital's Board of Trustees has voted to rebrand the clinics as Access Health and convert them to federally qualified health centers, also known as community health centers. The move is expected to save the hospital $200,000 annually. Not only will the three Northwest Iowa clinics get higher reimbursement rates for treating patients enrolled in Medicare and Medicaid, there are federal grants available as well. The program, created in 1990, is meant to ensure health care services are available for uninsured and underserved residents in urban and rural areas. Government records indicate there are 86 community health centers in Iowa. Officials expect to complete the process of converting the clinics in Hartley, Milford, and Sioux Rapids to community health centers in August. The population of the eastern Iowa community of Tiffin jumped 11% last year, making it Iowa's fastest growing town. Tiffin is about 15 miles from Iowa City. The latest estimates from the U.S. Census Bureau indicate that Tiffin's population topped 5,800 last July. The population of the Des Moines suburb of Waukee grew 10% from mid-2021 to July of last year. Population growth in Des Moines was 1.2%. Sioux Falls, South Dakota was the only other Midwest metro that saw higher growth. The U.S. Census Bureau estimates that Sioux City, Waterloo, Cedar Rapids, Davenport, and Council Bluffs all lost population since the 2020 census. Iowa City and Ankeny saw population growth. In general, the U.S. Census found population decline in small towns in the Midwest of the overall population of the Midwest dropped 1%. The two Republican presidential candidates who are headed to the polls will be in Iowa this week. Florida Senator Ron DeSantis will speak tonight in central Iowa and then campaign in other cities on Wednesday. Former President Donald Trump will be in Iowa Thursday for an early morning appearance in Urbandale and a meeting with evangelical pastors. Saturday, Iowa Senator Joni Ernst will host her annual Roast and Ride fundraiser at the Iowa State Fairgrounds, and several presidential candidates will speak at that event. And Wednesday is the first day that low-income Iowa parents may apply for state-funded accounts to cover a child's private school expenses. A New York-based company hired to run the program will check Iowa income tax returns to vary eligibility. Odyssey CEO Joseph Connor says if a parent did not file a tax return, they'll be asked to upload some other evidence of their income. The governor and most Republicans in the legislature voted this spring to make about $7,600 available to low-income parents who enroll their child in a private K-12 school. Odyssey, the company managing the program, will first make tuition payments directly to private schools. If money's left over, it must be used on approved expenses like books, software, or tutoring available through Odyssey's website. That's KLAM News. I'm John Sleggers.